Augie.
Matt.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, Augie.
Welcome to another edition of the Augie and Matt podcast.
Welcome. Welcome. Thank you for having
you.
Me.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I figured occasionally I could have you, you know, as a guest. So it's a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate it. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, no. It's nice to have you here, and really to be a part of things.
No, I'm part of things. Say
that. Oh, right. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's nice to be here and be part of things.
I guess it is. By the way, I just wanted to tell you that I have two new maybe debuts of you know bits tonight. They're short. They're not long, but I thought you might enjoy them. Yeah. Yep.
Hey, two new debuts. Welcome, Apple.
Yeah, here he is, Apple. Yeah.
Sorry, I had a little trouble there. The debut of two new
bits. Yeah. Yeah. Right. One is Disturbing Facts, and the other one is Worst Posts Ever. Oh. Just people with horrible posts.
Nice.
And so just wanted to throw that out there and, you know, add some fun into the mix, something different, you know.
Some I was going to use a big word, but I didn't know a big word for that, so I stopped. Because I went through my mental Rolodex and none came up.
Nothing came up. Yeah, well, that's an
I was going to use a word
that's
like depravarity.
That's an empty proposition. What?
I was going to use a word like depravarity, but I don't think that fits with anything.
No. Yeah. No, depravity?
I don't know.
Do you mean depravity?
Maybe.
What are you trying to say with this word?
I don't know. That's why I said I didn't say it. I didn't know the word that I was trying to use. I was trying to use a big word. It didn't come out.
You know, it's funny. Most of your life was spent around pot fumes, and now it's around paint fumes. And it's just, it's amazing that you could even hold your head up. It really is.
I am not that bad.
And you're surrounded by fumes.
And
fumes.
Right now I am drinking a hazy O from Dogfish Head, Delaware. Very good beer, by the way.
Okay.
No. I don't think that's fair to say that I am surrounded by pot fumes.
I'm just kidding. I was just kidding.
How many times was I high on Matt and Huggy Pie on the show?
I have no idea. I wouldn't. I don't even know. I don't know. Well, I don't know.
You know?
How do I know if you came? You came in high, I'm sure.
How many times did I come in high?
Wait,
on the radio or
no? On the radio.
All right. So okay.
Let's take it, guys.
We worked together. Whatever. Almost 12 years. I'll say 12 times.
12 times. How about you, Apple? Do you want to take a guess?
Every day. I you know what? I never noticed any time I was.
Yeah, I mean, I think overall you were responsible.
I think, to tell you the truth, and this is, I actually don't even want to tell you the truth because I think it's funnier if people guess, but it was one time.
Just one time.
Wait, what about the Christmas? Remember you guys would do the Christmas rockers special? Mm-hmm. And you know, we'd bring beer.
Yeah, I was just,
you know, we'd have a couple people.
Yeah, that's
there.
That's what I said. And I got high one time and it freaked me out. I was like listening to my voice and I couldn't focus on what I was doing. I was just like, well, hey, man, hey, I hear myself in my headphones. And I couldn't do it. I know some people are better at that than I am, but I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I mean, I must have at some point. I just can't remember. I'm sure
know.
I did.
I don't know. I think you're pretty good.
Yeah, but even still, I'm sure I did something stupid at some point.
Now, why don't you ask me how many times drunk I was during the show?
I can't even count.
I can't count. Bigger number.
bigger number. Yep, bigger number right there.
Oh my God! You know what? Speaking of paint fumes, right? I wanted to bring this up to you guys. How to deal with home projects in your house. Okay. There's three major, I broke this down into three major projects, like home projects in your house.
Mm-hmm.
There's the major. This is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
The minor or the weekend project.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
So a major project would be like an addition to your house, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's a big project. Disrupts everything.
Yeah.
You know, an addition could be a kitchen or a bathroom, you know,
sure.
big projects. Right now I am dealing with, I think as a big project, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, is having my floors refinished. So you have so I have wood floors. You got to take everything out of, like, I only have in two rooms, but everything's in my bedroom. I can't walk in the floors. My wife's not here. She had to take the dogs out of the house. I'm in my basement right now. I can't go upstairs. I have to pee outside. I haven't had a poop yet. Thank God. So I'm probably just going to poop in a bag at that point.
Do you have to like dig a hole in the floor? Because then you can just like, you know, take a crap.
But I'm going to tell you, Huggy was talking about the paint fumes. These fumes, like, and I deal with fumes all the time. So fumes are just like overwhelming. I'm like, oh my God, dude. I'm dying.
Floor fumes. Wow. Yeah.
So I just think that.
Is it worth it?
It is. When they're like, we've had our floors for 15 years, and you know, from kids, you know, little kids to, you know, now, like, kids like tracking in mud, dirt, dogs, you know, ripping the floor apart. Like, yeah, they go back to being brand new again. So I think it is worth it, but it is like one of those. I would think it would be a major project rather than like a minor project. Like, minor, I would consider like painting or like maybe getting windows or like, you know, something like that.
Are you doing the work yourself?
No, I hired somebody to do it. But like, that's like a headache. Like when do you do that project to get your floors redone? Would be like before you sell your house or before you buy your house. Like, why am I doing it in the middle of owning my house?
Well, you just said it. You all these years you wanted to improve upon it.
Okay,
I don't. I'm not handy in any way, and. It is fine.
You're right, Andy.
Yeah, I stay away from plumbing and electric. Plumbing can destroy everything, and electric can kill you. So I
Huggy's like, plumbing no, electric no, jerk off yes.
I definitely will not. I touch plumbing, but when I do it, it takes me like 10 times and it's ruined and I mess it up.
I can't.
I don't mind electric. Oh my God. I do plumbing.
Electric scares me. It just scares me. Yeah, I'm scared. Yeah, yeah, because it can kill you. Mistakes can kill you.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you do stupid things, absolutely.
Exactly. So, and I just, that's why it's just better if I don't do it. That's all.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, people go through these projects all the time, especially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an addition or something like that. And I mean, it's like 4 or 5 months. It's disrupting your life. Dust everywhere, shit everywhere. Your house is turned upside down everywhere. Like, it just becomes a mess.
Yes, yeah, this is the difference between Jews and Gentiles. Jews just will pay a guy to do it. A Gentile will pay 9 years for him to do the bathroom, but he'll say, "I did it. Yeah, I did it. I did it myself."
No, I'm not saying, I'm not comparing. I'm saying that.
No, I'm saying Jews, we don't do things. We don't want to fix stuff.
Yeah, but it's still going to take 4 months to get something done, like a big project like that. You're still going to have to deal with that kind of disruption in your life. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if somebody said, "Hey, listen, you have to put in, you know, you got to put in a new whatever," I'd be like, "Well, you know, we're moving. That's it."
But just say you want to get like a new bathroom. And you're going to put it in there. You have guys in your house every day. You have dust everywhere. You have stuff on your floor. Stuff's displaced, you know? Is that something that bothers you?
Yeah, it does not appeal to me.
So no?
I make do just fine. I really do.
So your bathroom could be falling apart, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter.
You don't want to deal with that kind of stuff.
No, that stuff stresses me out very much so.
Wow.
And we get very stressed over things like that. Yep.
Huh. Matt's house is pretty nice, yeah, yeah, too. It's like, it looks like it's been very, like, I'm assuming you've done a lot of work on your house, Matt?
Yes. I this is the one of the last rooms I haven't really done anything to. And now, so the thing was, I had a popcorn ceiling. You know what a popcorn ceiling is?
I do, actually. Yes.
Applehead. So I had that, and I, you know, during COVID, at this time, I'm like, I hate this fucking ceiling. So I was just like, I'm going to put up new drywall. So I put up new drywall. And then my wife's like, I don't like this little wall here. Because it was like a little wall. She's like, I want to take it down. So I take it down. And she's like, I want the closet bigger. And I was like, oh, my God. So then I do the closet. And now she's just like, yeah, well, the floor's messed up because you took the wall down. Now you have to get the floor redone. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, we need a new window. And she's like, what about a gas fireplace? And I'm just like, oh, I'm like, would you stop? Like, this is enough. Like I don't mind doing like one thing at a time, but this is like, when there's like four things going on at a time. Oh, and lights. She wants new lights up everywhere. So I'm just like, I'm like, yeah, I can't sleep at night. I'm a little overwhelmed, I have to admit. Even for me, who's done all the work, like I redid my bathroom, redid my kitchen, I put up, you know, drywall in other places, you know, so I can handle like one project at a time. But if I have multiple in one room, it's too much for me. Like I go to bed and I dream of it, and I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like, I gotta wake up because I can't. I don't want to dream about this anymore. Why can't I dream of naked?
You start hammering the walls.
Why can't I dream of naked women?
In the morning.
I want to dream of something positive in my life.
Yeah, I'm really stressed by home stuff. Really stressed.
Do you think a lot of people are like that?
I'll take multiple pictures and then bring it to like Home Depot or Lowe's, and I'll be like, this is the problem. Can you help me? And they'll be like, you know, yeah. And I'll be like, I took 50 pictures of it. And they're like, yeah, we got it. We got it. Yes. You know, just get this and you'll be fine. I'm like, are you sure? I don't want to come back again. And I get very stressed out. It's terrible. It's just terrible. It's me. It's all me. It's all my fault.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, thanks for, I think, your breakdown of the home improvement stuff. Yeah, it makes sense. Major, minor, and weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would a weekend project be like,
I don't know. Putting batteries in a TV remote, probably. I guess I might do that over the week.
Yeah.
Does that take a long time for you?
No. I'm helpless, but not that helpless. But yeah. But see, I can make fun of myself.
That's funny. What should we do this weekend? Yeah. Thinking about putting new batteries in the remote control. Oh, my God. Trip to Home Depot.
Yep.
You have to find the batteries.
Exactly.
You get home, they're the wrong fucking batteries. You got to go back.
It's very stressful. Okay. It really is. Okay. I had to go buy a carbon monoxide alarm the other day. There was like 80 of them. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, it'd just be better if they had one. Then I wouldn't have to think about it.
Yeah, there's
like, oh my God, I just want one alarm.
Did you find one?
Yeah, I found one. It's fine. It's all good.
Okay.
But it took me like 20 minutes because there was like 100 of them.
Yeah.
I figured I would go in. I figured, well, it's carbon monoxide. There won't be as many of those as there are smoke detectors. There was a ton of them.
Did you buy the cheapest one?
No, I didn't.
That's a yes.
No, I really didn't. Actually, I really did. No, I bought a pretty good one. Yeah. It even has a digital readout. It even has like a digital readout. Yeah. I actually went a little higher end on this one.
Right. Good job. See, that was a weekend project, right?
I mean,
it is, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you have to go to Home Depot. You got to install it.
Yeah. No, you got to pick the right one, you know, so.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I decided to get a different kind. So, yeah.
But even that little weekend projects stressed out a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, totally. All of it stresses Oh, that stresses me out. It really does. Yeah, I do. I just don't handle it well. You know, that's, I envy you. I really do.
No, I don't. I don't, you know, I just, I'm just, I, if I don't keep busy, then I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Then I drink. So it's either yeah. drink or keep busy. And that's, those are my choices in my brain.
It's fair.
Yeah. Good choices.
Did you want to, so what do you want to do one of these things? I have disturbing yeah. facts or worse Absolutely. Posts. Let's Which do, one do you want to start off with? It's a, you pick.
Applehead.
What's the choice?
Are we keeping you up? Worst post. Okay.
All right, let's all go. Right,
so, yeah, these were actual posts that people put up. And I believe they're all Facebook, I think. This one is the person even X'd their name out. And they wrote, OMG, word of advice, never try to cremate your deceased pet in your oven.
Oh my God.
Not only is it the worst smell imaginable, but they do not turn to ashes. They just burn. This day did not start off well. That's what they wrote.
Oh my God.
Was the cat alive?
Like, what made you think to cremate your own pet in your own oven? I can't rap.
I think the type of person that would do this would be extremely cheap.
Huggy?
They don't want to actually pay for the service.
Yeah, where's your dog? Where's your dog? Is he still in the oven at 400?
Ollie, where's Ollie?
No, that's not even cheap.
Wait,
that's
is that why you bought a carbon monoxide poisoner? A carbon monoxide detector?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Huggy's wife comes home. She's like, "What is that awful smell?" And where's the dog?
But what would make you think to like put your freaking
pet in your oven? I know.
Oh my God!
I know. I read that one. I'm like, that's insane.
Ah, that might be the worst right there, Huggy. I don't even know if we get worse than that. Yeah. You know?
You see the cats like just burnt to a crisp.
Oh, my God.
So
like I feel bad, like you know, if like a gerbil dies and I have to go bury that, I feel guilty. You know.
Just like kids, just stay out of the kitchen. You know, because I'm cremating our dog in our oven. It just it makes no sense. This one I really liked. It's short and kind of sweet. So in it, there's two pictures. So there's a picture of a woman and kind of, she's got her arm kind of lovingly around a guy's head. And then there's another picture of her and she's just kind of holding her phone up, taking like a selfie. She writes, "I don't know why gay marriage is legal, but when me and my uncle love each other, we're judged."
I gotta think about this for a second.
Love is love, okay?
What does that even mean?
I mean, she's in a relationship with her uncle.
Okay.
No. Her uncle's a man. No. Where did you get hung up?
I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't know why gay marriage is legal, but when me and my uncle love each other, we're judged.
How dare they judge? Don't they know that love is love?
That's just plain stupid.
I think so too.
So far, both of them are pretty stupid. You know what I mean?
I really enjoyed them though. Okay, here's one that I like. Worse. This one is pretty funny. This is definitely a Facebook one. So there's a picture of a woman and she's taking a selfie in her bathroom, looks like, and she's pregnant. You can tell she's clearly pregnant. Not like morbidly so, but definitely pregnant. Then she writes, "I'm 12 weeks pregnant." So when you see the picture of her and you're like, wow, she's actually pretty big for 12 weeks. And okay. I feel like I'm way too big already. My husband and I experimented with my horse one night. around when I conceived. Is it possible I'm actually carrying a foal? I'm so scared to go to the ultrasound and then make me abort it. If so, I'm pro-life, even if it's a horse. That's what you... Then she wrote, no judging, especially if you live in Arkansas.
Wait, well, first off,
now
go ahead, Applehead.
Experimenting with a horse. Doesn't... How does that come
She up? Doesn't get into
what? Hey, honey. Do you think Barbaro over there is hot? Barbaro. Yeah. You want to fuck Barbaro?
So where she receives her pleasure must be a big hole, first off. Because if she has to receive a horse, I'm sure that's pretty big as well.
I would think so.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't think that's actually possible to meet with a horse and conceive a horse baby.
I don't think it is either. And we are talking about Arkansas here. and yeah, she doesn't get into what the experimentation with the horse is.
Well, we
were drunk. Yeah.
It was insertion.
I just thought the fact that she's like questioning, like, oh my God, I might be carrying a foal. Like, it's just.
Putting it out.
Yeah, exactly. Nonetheless. And thinking, you know, it's okay. I'm going to share that because I feel like people are going to be okay with that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Then this one, this is the last one I have.
I need a friend request.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, you do.
This was a guy named Victor. No picture. He just writes, so I woke up super glued to the toilet seat. And, oh, it gets better. It gets much better. And the toilet was filled with poop. I mean filled. Like 10 people just decided not to flush. I started gagging, so I flushed the toilet. then it started overflowing with me still glued to the seat. So there I was, stuck to the toilet and being hit with wave after wave of other people's poop.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
It's just terrible. I mean, it's
that sounds like hell.
See, out of all the posts, I like this one the best. You know
okay.
why?
Okay. Oh, good. I ended on a good one. Okay.
This is why. Because everybody posts something good on Facebook. You know, I'm here or I'm there. And I'm looking at me in these happy places. This guy posted the worst possible thing that could happen in your life, probably. And he posted it up. So, kudos to Victor for freaking...
I mean, really,
the worst thing ever, right? Like,
it's awful. You're feeling it.
Yeah, like that's why kids are so affected by this because everything's so awesome and happy in people's lives, but it's not.
Yeah,
Victor woke up super glued to a toilet full of shit,
and then he flushed it, thinking he was, you know, gonna, and then it just was worse.
But then he posted it, like that's he did. Funny.
It sounds like a scene from that movie Saw.
Yeah.
Like, how does he get super glued to the scene? Yeah. And what he wakes up, so he must have passed out.
He must have.
Now you need to eat like, your poopy in order to survive.
God.
Yeah, the watered feces will not stop until you will drown.
Just amazing.
Do you want to play?
Saw. Yeah, I knew you guys would enjoy that one. That was a good one.
I think Victor is definitely the winner of all of those. The other ones are just stupid people.
I mean, just the woman with the horse baby. I do really like the other one though. The just not sure why people judge us. Gay marriage is legal when my uncle and I are in love.
it's
good stuff. Yeah, so there you go. So worst posts. I thought you guys enjoy those.
Very good, Huggy. I very enjoyed those a lot.
Yeah, I know, right? Good stuff. Yeah, really, really, really good stuff. There's a lot of really dumb, horrible people, you know.
He puts a picture on Instagram and it's in the toilet with just surrounded by shit.
How do you get yourself in that situation, boy? I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's somebody was.
It's just
somebody must have done it on purpose. He must have been set up.
Like clearly.
I've woken up at a Halloween party, you know, the next day. Completely, you know, inebriated from the night before, and I'm like, oh my god, my face is so greasy. And I go to take a piss in the morning, and there's fucking just lipstick written all over my face with different things, and I'm like, oh my god, you know, that was a bad moment in my life. I woke up and it was just like
lipstick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay, it's real. I mean, I woke up it was right after my 21st, I believe, and I woke up on the floor of my apartment and in college, and I had no shirt on, and there was a citation taped to my stomach for public drunkenness
because
I had fought with I fought with a cop over an orange cone.
Well, nice. Well,
and yeah. They were doing street work, and I had collected all the orange cones because I was drunk. And the cop told me to put him back, and then I yelled, and then I took one and ran.
Yeah, not good.
And then I got a citation for public drunkenness, which I remembered none of it. I mean, I didn't remember doing any of that. I'm like, well, why'd I wake up with an orange streak going next to me? Like, what's up?
Nice, yeah. So yeah, sometimes you wake up and things are bad, and but you don't really tell those out in public too much. So
no,
those are good stories. No. Applehead, I'm sure you probably had it like. Numerous ones of those.
Yeah, I was gonna say this just happened.
I you know what, I don't think anybody's ever fucked with me, but you know, you just wake up the next day and you're in your bed and you're like, how the hell did I get home? Like, I literally don't even remember like walking home.
That's not good.
I remember one time I got so drunk and I was working like really odd hours, so in order for me to fall asleep I would have to take Tylenol PM because my schedule was just so flopping all over. So I went out, I got super drunk, I think I took some Tylenol PM. The next day I went to my hamper and my clothes were wet, and I'm like, why the hell are my clothes wet? And I think what I did is I woke up in my drunken stupor thinking I was going to the bathroom, and I think I beat in my hamper. That's the only logical explanation that it could be.
Oh.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. The only logical explanation.
I was like, why the hell are my clothes wet? There's no water. There's nothing around them. And I think I vaguely remember just like stumbling in the middle of the night.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
But did you post that? Would you ever post that?
No.
I'm like, I can't believe I peed in my hamper last night.
By the way, Applehead, speaking of Applehead, he sent me this article he wanted me to read.
Okay.
And it's man asks woman to refund the cost of food and drinks after relationship goes nowhere. He said, I'm like, is this you?
I think this.
No, I just, ahead. I'm like, this is like your life story right here.
I said, I want to high five this guy who asked this girl.
Yeah. Like this guy's like his hero right now.
Yeah, I think it was like, but in the article it said it was like $35 or something.
That's right?
It was something really.
Let's see, hold on. It was, I don't think it says it. It just says a hairstylist from Milwaukee has started a debate on Twitter after revealing that one of her former suitors has asked to be reimbursed for their three dates. The woman who identified herself as Alex on Twitter first shared the news of the guy's gutsy question in February, posting a screenshot of his text to her account. It's the audacity for me, she captioned the screenshot, which appeared to message the man sent in regards to reimbursing him. Yeah, it doesn't really. Let's see if I can see the screenshot.
Maybe it was in the comments or something like that. I breezed through the article, but I thought that dude was pretty funny. And you know he's doing it.
Oh, here it is. Here's his message, actually. Hi, Alex. Hope you're doing well. Would you mind letting me know what your Venmo is? The reason I ask is since you and I won't be seeing each other anymore, it's only fair to ask for equal payment from you from the three dates we went on. I believe it was three separate times we went out, bars, restaurants, where I paid for us both each time. I'd say $35. There you go. It's more than fair for your food and drinks that I got you during these dates. I view you as a fair girl. I hope you'll consider reimbursing me. Thanks.
$35. That's funny, though. You know, that's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to be a bitch? We'll throw it right back in your face.
That really is pretty awesome that he asked for it.
Yeah, good for him.
I mean,
I hope he gets it.
Applehead is definitely going to do that. Yeah.
You know what? I should do that the next time I go out with some chick, and if it doesn't work out, you know, because I mean, me and Huggy were talking about this, and you know, you have to pay.
Why?
You do.
Because you're not going to get.
That's old school. Why? Why do you have to pay?
Yeah, but you're not going to get. You're not going to get laid if you.
I agree with him. 50. I agree with him on that. I really do. I totally agree with Applehead. They might say on the surface that they won't. No. But underneath, it's not. They want you to pay. Yeah.
Well, see, I think right there you're just setting a precedent that you're saying, I'm the man here and I'll pay for it. I think first date, you should be like, you want to split this, you know? Because this way it's equal. This way, if you pay, you're kind of expecting something, right? Applehead, am I right or wrong?
No, you can't expect anything, but it's just in the girl's mind, if you don't pay, you're kind of eliminating yourself out of the game.
Why?
I agree with
you. And I was recently in this situation where I met the girl, and immediately, first date, and I was like, how am I getting out of this? You know, without...
So it's but you paid.
Making it too obvious. So I excused myself, went to the bathroom.
Well, that's good.
I left you
like a true gentleman.
And then I texted her, I'm like,
how much do you think the bill was?
No, I didn't leave. I stayed, but I got the check and she offered, she's like, do you want me to pay off? And I said, no. So
Ablin's probably climbing out the bathroom window, probably shimmying out the window.
Yeah, she sees my foot is stuck in the window.
Excuse me, we have a problem here. There's some guy trying to get out the window, but his head is stuck.
His head won't get through.
Like, you got the bill, right?
Should we call the fire department again? No. This is the third time this week that this guy's trying to get out the window.
His head won't go through.
Yeah, it's Ronald McDonald.
Not the burglar.
Yeah, the hamburglar.
Yeah.
Wow. You got.
I mean, I really do. No, I agree with him. I really agree with him. Like, even if she says it's okay and you split it, she's gonna leave going, yeah, this is going nowhere. Yeah, but don't you really think?
Yeah, they want to say like equal. It's not.
No, I agree with him. They do.
Really?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not equal. Especially on the first date. You have to be the man, and you have to fork up the cash.
Yep.
And quite frankly, through the entire relationship you have to fork up the cash.
Yeah. Typically you're right. Yeah. No.
That's just the way it goes.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think you guys are, you know, maybe you need to update your living, so you'd be like, you know, you're not, I mean, you're probably like 0 for 20 now. So I figured, what the hell's the difference at this point? At least you're saving yourself half the bill, Applehead.
No, but I really...
Well, even when I bartend, I sometimes see a lot more like where like a girl and a guy will come in and the girl pulls out the credit card and I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm assuming they're together. But it's probably his credit card.
Well, like when we go out, like Like, I hate carrying a wallet. And my wife's, like, her credit cards, you know, she has a wallet in the back of her phone, right? So she always has her phone. So I'm like, I'm not bringing my wallet. You have your card. She's like, yeah. So she always has her card. She's always paying, but it's a joint bank account, so.
Well, yeah, that's very different, yeah. You know? I mean, that's really different. I mean, I'm just saying that if you're just starting out with somebody, you gotta pony up there. You just gotta. You just do it. You're not going to get anywhere. You're just not. Even if they say, no, let's split it. At that point in her mind, she's going, yeah, this guy's a jerk. He's cheap, whatever. Yeah, it is. Total. Total test.
Okay.
Yep. Total test.
Well, I think we need to get a woman's perspective on this, but I think.
Yep.
You
know, yep.
No. Well, there's the saying, if you want to catch a fish, you don't ask a fish how to catch the fish. You ask the fisherman. So women will tell you whatever.
Dude, that was the worst analogy ever, actually.
That really was. I don't even know what you said.
Well, the point is, you
ask
a woman.
Yeah.
Well.
Wait, what was it again? If you want to catch a fish, don't ask the fish.
Yeah.
How to catch the fish. You ask the fisherman how to catch the fish.
Oh.
Which means
I get
don't
it.
Ask
I
a
get
girl
it.
For dating
yeah,
advice.
No, I get it.
You ask a guy who's good with women about dating advice. Because he's out in the trenches. He's working. He's putting the work in. Girls, they don't know.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm so far out of this. So I wouldn't even know what to tell you.
I love to say to Applehead, you know, it's really, he never sounds jaded or cynical.
No, never at all. No,
not at all. Really?
No, I mean, it's fine. Yeah.
Such a romantic.
Such a catch.
Yeah.
The poor fisherman. Good thing my dogfish head's almost empty. We'll move on to something different now.
did you see
Russell Wilson wants to get traded? From the
no, actually, I didn't see that.
Yes, yeah, I did hear
thinking,
about
you
that.
Know, the Eagles would be a perfect candidate for another scrambling quarterback with him, right?
He's not going to like Seattle, though. I don't think so. They'd be.
Yeah, they'd be fools. They'd. I mean, what are they going to do? They'll do what they have to do.
Okay.
I don't see him leaving.
Okay.
I agree with you though.
I thought he'd be.
I'd go after him hard. You know. Yeah. I mean, hell yeah. Yeah, I would totally go after him.
I saw that and I was like, oh yeah, that'd be great. He wouldn't do good.
What if the Eagles pick another quarterback?
I'm going to become a Rock fan. A Rock fan.
A what fan?
Of rocks. It's going to be better watching rocks than it's going to be watching the Eagles. If they do something like this.
I'm expecting them to be so bad. That's all. I'm just expecting them to just be god awful.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna
I mean, I don't know how they could be.
No. We saw.
They just have so many holes everywhere now.
We saw what we wanted to see, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We got to move on.
Yeah, we got one taste. That's what we were allowed, and we took it. We got it, and that was nice.
Yeah.
And that's it. But we're done. Yeah, that team's not going anywhere anytime soon.
How about Tiger Woods crashing his car, too? Did you guys hear about that, right?
Yeah. Why are you driving? Like, you have a kajillion dollars.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Just why are you still driving?
Maybe he enjoys
it. I just don't get it. Yeah, I know, but he can't drive. He's not a good driver.
Well,
this is how many car accidents is this guy?
Are you saying it because he's Asian?
Oh my god!
That was
only
so
half.
Racist.
Only half. Only half. Right.
I thought about that before I wrote this down. I thought. Who are the bad drivers in, you know, the United States? Who gets in the most crashes, you know? Now we're going to go back. You would think. I mean, I might as well just go all the way here. I would say that an Asian woman are, you know, not the best drivers out there, you know? So I'm just saying.
Tiger Woods' mom's driving.
But there
I just don't get why
a statistic for that. Who crashes the most?
Oh yeah,
it wasn't a bad accident.
What?
Dude, they had to, like,
pry him out of the car.
Yeah.
He wasn't, they said he wasn't drunk. He said it was just an accident, like an accident.
Yeah, but yeah, clearly. I think it was an accident.
But I'm with Huggy on this. Why in the hell would you drive? Like, you see if all these athletes get DUIs, and he didn't get a DUI, but, you know, in generally speaking, or whoever, these people make a lot of money. Why
get a driver.
Just, like, call one of your goon friends, have a driver on call 24 hours a day.
That costs a lot of money, dude.
Or, I don't know.
Yeah, Mac, the guy's got, he's probably a billionaire at this point. Yeah, come on, man.
But do you want it's nice to drive your own car. Like, it's nice to, you know?
I'm sorry. It's one of the first things I would give up. Like, yep, somebody drive me. I'm all good with that.
I don't know. I just think when people get their freedom like that, you know, you're able to go anywhere you want. Just get in your car and go.
He's not a good driver. How many accidents has this guy been in?
He's a good putter, but he's not a good driver.
Yeah, he's not exactly. There you go. He's not a good driver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He's just not good.
Now he's screwed for, that's it. He's done.
Yeah, isn't he, like, how bad is it? I didn't even know what the latest was.
Legs and pins. And...
He hires a driver and Lucy Lou shows up at his door.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, my God, even worse, yeah.
Lucy Lou. That's terrible. It's foggy out there. It's foggy. We got to drive careful.
Oh my God.
It's raining, it's wet, and it's foggy. Get in the car.
Well, like, we all have our own, you know, like, males are super, like, especially us, you know what I mean? Like, middle-aged men, we drive so aggressively, then you get someone that's driving carefully and you're like, what the fuck are you doing? You know,
yeah.
You're probably driving completely normal the way you should drive, but we're like, you gotta go faster. You're not turning fast enough. And we get all pissed off. So yeah, we all have our, you know, probably profiles that we fit, you know, driving.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Right? Don't you have a pickup truck? Cause pickup guys think they're assholes. Just guys who drive pickups are assholes.
I have a pickup truck.
They literally feel like they own the road. And they're exactly like what you did. Come on, you can do 90, you know, and they're up your ass. And it's like, it's 60 and they want to do 90. Yeah, and they're high beaming you and riding you. And
that's pickup truck guys.
I like, that's not true because I like to drive down the road. Listen to freaking Grateful Dead, windows down, you know, doing like 65, freaking sunglasses on, just enjoying life, you know what I mean? And I get some asshole driving up on my ass, being like, oh, I'm moving! I'm like, I'm in the slow lane, dude. Like, I can't get over any further than this. You know, that's why I'm in this lane. There's three lanes. There's a fast lane. Now the middle lane is actually the slow lane. And then there's a slow lane. Everybody passes in the slow lane.
You have road rage. I remember you have road rage.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm the worst. I'm trying to cut it down.
Peaceful behind a car. You have serious road rage.
Dude, I was doing, there's a road in my whole town is 25 everywhere. Like, that's just the speed limit. There's this road and it's like a mile and a half long. 25. I'm doing 30 something. Mm-hmm. Some guy's on my ass and I'm in my work van, which is a minivan. You know, and people hate minivans. The guy passes me on the road. It's 25. I'm doing 30-something, and he passes me. I'm like, okay, dickhead. So he flies past. The next person pulls out. He has to stop behind that. You know, I'm still doing, you know, my normal speed. I catch up to him at the light. He's making a left. I'm making a right. I look over at him, I point at him, and I just start laughing. Like, you dumbass. He turned. Then now he decides to go the same way I'm going. Now he's tailgating me. I'm still laughing. Like, I know he could see me. And he followed me for a while, and he turned off. And I was just like, oh, it sucks, huh? It sucks when you just look like a complete asshole, right? So, yeah, I do get road rage all the time.
Yeah,
Especially in my minivan, like I get tailgated, I get passed, flipped off. I'm like, and I'm just kind of driving normal. I'm not driving aggressive at all. I'm just doing normal shit. But when I get my truck, Huggy, If you don't get out of my way, I'm like, get the fuck out of my way.
What is it? Why is it with the truck? I don't get it.
Actually,
every guy turns into an asshole in a truck.
I'm trying to curb that. That's one of my one of my issues of my anger at management program I've been working on. one of the A's, which is aggression.
Aggression. It is one of the A's.
Aggression.
Yeah.
Anger. Alcohol.
Acid.
Acid.
Yeah.
No, I go like 10 miles an hour. I'm on acid. I'm like, oh my God. I'm in a spaceship.
Yeah. He gets pulled over by the cops. Matt gets pulled over by the cops. Like, do you know how fast you were going? I don't know. 80? He's like, no, 5 miles an hour.
Yeah. Oh my. I'm in a spaceship. I wouldn't want to get near a car. That'd be the last thing I would want.
Yeah.
I would want no movement, none.
When does March Madness start? Is that coming up, Applehead? Are you betting on that? Like,
yeah,
I think it's usually around March.
14th, yeah, middle of the month, right? Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
About a week or maybe a week and a half.
Okay. Are you gonna bet on that? That's like a gambler's paradise right there, right?
Yeah,
I'm already. I don't follow anything. I'm so out of the loop. I don't.
Yeah, me too.
I would just take Duke or North Carolina. It's usually pretty safe.
Right. That's it.
Yeah, one of them. Don't they always do well, both of them?
I think so.
I always feel like it's Duke or North Carolina.
That's the best.
That's the best time
to get a vasectomy.
When is?
March Madness. That's
why?
Like the biggest because it starts on a Friday. You get vasectomy, you sit on the couch all weekend and be like, oh, I can't move. I gotta watch this all weekend.
It's such a strange analogy.
On my balls.
It's such a random analogy.
I guarantee you look it up. It's probably the highest number of vasectomies happening.
Wait, you made it up. It's not a fact. You made it up.
No, it's a fact.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Oh, all right.
Maybe it is actually.
Once March Madness is over, it's reversed.
I guess. Unless you win.
I mean, I guess I could see what you're saying there. I can kind of see it.
Let's get it done. You sit on the couch. You're like, oh, I can't go anywhere. My balls hurt.
Plus, I have COVID.
Can you get me another beer, please?
My balls
hurt. Bitch.
My balls hurt. Do you want to do some disturbing facts?
Disturbing facts.
37% of the internet is porn.
How much percent?
37.
What? It's a little lower than I'm looking.
Seems low. Seems low.
Yeah, it does. It sums low, actually.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, that's more than a third. That's a lot.
Okay, yeah.
And this is just a website.
It doesn't get into it. Just says 37% of the internet is porn.
What is it? What is a go-to site? If you were a guy that watched that kind of stuff.
I'm sorry. Wait, say it again. I'm sorry. Say it again.
What would be a go-to site if you were on in that 30% percentile?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Applehead. What would be a go-to site?
So what would be a preferred website? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it?
If one was so inclined.
When you're feeling road rage. Oh, where do we begin? Well, what are you in the mood for?
What's the big one?
Pornhub.
Pornhub, yeah. Pornhub. That's big.
Like
that's
Pornhub.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a good place to start. That's a good place to start.
X-Hamster? What?
I've heard of that one.
Red Tube?
Let's see, there's Red Tube, there's Tube Galore.
Porn MD, that's a good one.
There's Porn
MD. Porn MD, there you go.
Yeah.
Porn doctor.
Oh my God.
Yeah. There's plenty out there.
You know what? And the fact that, hold on, I have to touch on the fact that blows my mind is if you were like, you know, just by a half and, you know, go on one of those sites by accident because you typed in the wrong thing. But all the women on there, like, holy crap, dude, are that many women, like, selling, like, that's a lot of women, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And where are they?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, like, and like, and they're like,
yeah,
really
good. Many times, women. Many like, times they I mean, are. Yes.
I look at where I'm like, you could probably be a legitimate model.
And what are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah, it blows my mind that that many women are doing that. But I mean, if you're making your money, that's fine. But I mean, it's a big business.
And we're not even including OnlyFans.
Oh yeah, which is a whole other it's like a whole other universe. Yeah,
you know, I was just like, what if you saw some girl that you knew? Or like, what if you saw like that's your ex girlfriend on there? You're like, hi, you
know,
you better me.
Now,
yeah,
how's things going, baby?
I've actually, I would say I can relate to that a little.
Oh yeah. You know what? I'm surprised it hasn't happened to me.
Puggy, we all seen your ex girlfriend's tits, sorry.
Yeah. Yep.
It was only a dollar.
Yep. It was only a dollar.
Sorry.
Okay,
let's continue on with these disturbing facts.
Yeah, disturbing facts.
What's the next one?
This one's very disturbing. The average person will walk past 36 murderers in their lifetime.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's horrifying. Yeah. Obvious response there. Yeah.
I'm like,
36 murderers.
I bet you I've walked past more than that.
Why?
I don't know. People are just weird, dude. They freak me out. Especially when you're in fucking mushrooms. They really freak me out.
But they're probably not murderers.
So if I'm high and I'm on mushrooms, oh, then they're all murderers.
Everybody looks like Charles.
Oh, that is a murderer. That guy's a killer. Oh my God, I gotta get home. Somebody's gonna kill me.
That guy's a serial killer right there. He's not even a murderer. He's way worse.
Wait, how many? 30? Wait, did you say how many?
36. You'll walk past 36 murderers in your lifetime.
And so far, 37% of the internet is porn. Okay, very interesting.
Yeah, interesting. 20% of coffee mugs have traces of fecal matter.
Ew.
Which I take issue with this.
Well, I can see that.
I rarely shit in my coffee mug, so I don't know how is that possible.
I'm going to tell you how it's
possible. I guess they did qualify at the workplace, which once again, like, who is shitting in the coffee mugs?
Victor.
The escalator.
Well, let's think about this. Right now. Think about this. What usually makes you go to the bathroom, right?
Okay.
Coffee, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, but you have your coffee, you take a shit. You might not have finished your coffee. You come out, you wash your hands. You might have a little fecal matter on your hands. You touch your coffee cup. Bam, right there.
Okay.
You're like, this coffee tastes a little nutty.
That just tastes like the Mexican.
You know, Matt, that's actually, that was pretty good, Matt. Like,
this coffee is good detective. Like, shit.
Like, it literally tastes like shit.
But that makes sense, doesn't it?
No, I got to give you credit on that.
I think you nailed it.
You did, yeah. That's actually pretty good. I'm kind of convinced.
Yeah.
That's
only 20%.
If you die,
Huggy's gonna be wearing gloves every time you drink coffee.
This one's very disturbing. If you die around your cat, it is likely the cat will start eating you in less than 24 hours.
I fucking hate cats.
I knew I didn't like cats.
And in less than 24 hours, and it will start with your cheeks and eyes.
Oh no.
Wow.
I told you, that's so disturbing, isn't it?
Fluffy stuff. I'm not dead yet.
You say,
no,
listen,
me.
Listen.
I'm just drunk.
Listen, pussy, I'm going to put you in the oven. I'm going to cremate your ass.
This motherfucker trying to eat my face. In the oven you go.
Yeah, I.
Well, did you know that?
Yeah, so
did you know that cats are the only animal that requires meat? Like they, that has to be their diet. Dogs could go without meat, mm-hmm. and eat, you know, non meat products, and they would be fine. But cats, if they don't eat meat, they'll die.
Hmm.
So, and that's why
I didn't know that. Hmm.
A dog, if you were in that situation, the dog would run and get help. The cat eats.
Well, yes. It depends. Yeah. Like, the thing is, the dog would eventually, like, days later, I think, because if the dog isn't fed or something, then, you know, it would probably turn, but not right away. Not right away.
I don't think if my dog ate me and I died and I was over here, I'd be pretty pissed. I'd be very upset.
I agree.
Like, I freaking clean up his poop. I feed him. He follows me. I walk him. Like, I'm pretty goddamn good. If you're going to eat me, then I hate you.
Yeah, I agree. I'd be pretty pissed too. Yeah. If my cat or dog ate me. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Something I have.
Yeah.
That is a disturbing fact.
I thought you'd enjoy it. Yeah. So there you go. Thank you. That
you're like, I fucking hate cats.
I hate cats.
So, yeah, that's all I got, gentlemen.
Very good. I mean, I don't have too much music news because, like I said, I was out of the house. And
That's right. Yeah, you were dealing with that.
Time to prepare. So I think that you supplemented it very well with me not being prepared, Huggy, as always.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking, I was like, I happened to – both things really just happened quite by coincidence. I wasn't looking for them. And I was like, you know, we might be able to – incorporate these into the broadcast. Yes. So there you
very
go.
Very good.
Glad it worked out.
Did they announce the winners of the Rock and Roll Hall?
You know, I don't think I've seen it. I don't think I've seen who got in.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
No. But that's got to happen soon.
Okay.
Yeah,
I would say they got to do that soon. Yeah, we'll stay up on that.
Okay. Yeah, I think we have to
revisit
it.
I'd like to know who pulled that out. I think she's in. I think she's a lock. I think she's got to get in.
So do I.
She's got to get in.
I talked to a buddy, and he said he was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they were doing the inductees, you know, and he had Dave Matthews was up there like 100,000, and like Pat Benatar was like 20,000. He was just like, that's a crock of shit. He's like, Pat Benatar is way better than Dave Matthews' band. And he was like, he had people like chanting like Pat Benatar, and I was like, good for you, dude. You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like when they were there, like announcing like who's going to win, like who's going to get inducted into that year. And Pat Benatar had, you know, like 20,000 votes, and Dave Matthews had like 300,000 votes, you know? And he was just like,
I'm surprised they never sent you guys.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't know. Did we ever do anything? I mean, we didn't go. Did we ever do anything at the Hall of Fame? I don't remember.
No, never.
Yeah, that would have been cool, actually. Yeah. I mean, I did go one time. I did see it, but on a personal trip. But yeah, I did see it.
And is it worth
it? It's pretty cool. I mean, you know what's really crazy is when you see the glasses John Lennon was wearing when he was shot. That's fucked up. That's crazy. Yeah, Yoko donated them, and you see them. Like, they're just stained. It's like, holy Christ.
That's crazy.
That's really weird. You know? Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, I think it's cool to see like all the, you know, the costume, like stuff like, you know, Jim Morrison or Mick Jagger wore, you know, and you're like, wow, that's pretty cool. You could see their original costumes. And
that is cool.
There's
a place in Seattle, and I can't remember the name of it. Mm-hmm. It's something project, but it's very, you know, it has like all the, you know, got people from Seattle, obviously, you know, I mean, it's a big Seattle influence, but they just had like a lot of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame memorabilia there. That was a really cool place. Like, if you ever go out to Seattle, that was awesome. That was, it kind of blew me away. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name, but the building was shaped. Now, MoMA's MoMA's in New York. That's the Museum of Modern Art.
But But they just did this Alice in Chains tribute in Seattle where they had all these different musicians play their songs because they were being inducted into it was like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame equivalent, God damn, I can't but it's called something else.
You guys could look it up and help me out.
But yeah.
No, it's much more fun to see you struggle.
That's my life. We're at my buddy's house and I watched the show and there was something that I couldn't remember, but these Mexican drug lords hung it out and it was called like a Cupra. I couldn't remember. And they're all night busting my balls about not remembering the name. I'm like, oh my God, all messed up on all kinds of different things. And you have to bust my balls all night about this. And you're doing the same thing right now. Thanks.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yep. I'll look it up after we eat.
No.
It's Mopop. Yeah. Well, that's the one in Seattle. It's the Museum of like Pop Culture.
Is that what you're talking about?
Mopop?
Yeah, the Museum of Pop Culture.
That's wrong, dude.
Mopop.
Well, the one you're talking about is probably right, but it was...
So, the one I'm talking about, yeah, that's the one in Seattle. And it's like it's kind of like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Is it red? Is it designed like a guitar? And it's all like stainless steel outside.
We'll find out. Yeah, the Museum of Pop Culture. It looks like it's red. And then there's like silver.
Maybe they changed
the name. It looks like somebody drank.
Maybe they changed.
There's like a monorail that goes into it.
Yeah, I think they did, Matt. I actually think they changed.
Totally changed the name, dude.
Yeah.
They have a mascot. He's a mouth and ears.
That's Disney, dude. That's Disney, man.
He has a mouth and ears.
And he's got a girlfriend that looks just like him.
I'm looking forward to the Museum of Modern Pot. Cheech and Chong are going to be hosting it, and that's what I'm looking for.
Hey, man.
Museum of Modern Pot. Man.
Hey, you got the mobile pot.
That would be a messed up museum.
Okay, I just ruined this book.
Yeah. All these people would be like, hey, I'm lost, man. I'm lost. I don't know where I'm.
Okay, I just ruined this.
The snack bar just has like everything covered in cheese whiz and ice cream.
All right, gentlemen.
Okay, that was great. I was very focused and
yeah, I think it was too. Like it was very focused.
Hopefully people enjoy it.
Yeah.
And if not, then I'm sorry. We have another week. We'll do it again.
God bless.
Yeah, to all of our 50 listeners.
God bless every one of them.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Okay, guys. That's it.
Is that it? All right, then. So we'll just get signed off. And we'll just sign off then.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye and hang up. Goodbye.
I mean, I'm... Bye. I need,